Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Chuck Landington, otherwise known as Daddy Long Dick Magnificent, here to prepare you for tonight's Metal Injection live cast. Okay, do you have your illegal drugs ready? Is your family locked in the basement? Have you carved the word Slayer into your arm? Good. Here's the show.
Hello, everybody. Rob here. I'm not drunk. Yeah, I've made it. Yeah. I've made it since last week. Yeah, no, I'm switching it up this week. Jenny made some, like, delicious, like, naughty, well, I don't even, they're like toffee sticks or whatever.
Magic cool brownies.
What's
magic
naughty bar. About it?
There's weed in them.
Oh, I thought they were shaped like penises.
So she made some for me and Darren without weed.
Instead of being really hyper and drunk and slurring my words, I'm just going to be really calm, cool, and relaxed. Because I'm feeling it already. And we have a ton of guests in the studio. We have joining us back, Lonnie.
Hello.
If you don't remember, Lonnie's the guy that came in the same bed as that Sid was sleeping in.
No, he didn't come in the bed.
No?
I think he said he finished off in the bathroom.
Is this really my intro now?
Yeah, it sort of is.
I was
why can't you just say Lonnie is a sweetheart of a guy?
Lonnie's a sweetheart of a guy who jerked off in the same bed as
there.
We were going to play show tunes, but we didn't know if that was appropriate.
And also back on the show is Sean. Sean helped us out filming a bunch of underground bands at shows that me or Frank don't really want to attend. But want to attend.
True story.
So he's here. And Justina is here. She's English Waffle.
Hey.
She's a photographer, but she's going to be talking, so it's kind of weird. Who knew photographers can speak, right? Right, guys?
When you said that we had a ton of guests, I thought that Jeff was here.
Oh,
nobody knows who Jeff is.
But you didn't mean
Jeff
that.
Jeff is a big guy. That was a joke, guys.
You didn't mean that literally.
No, I did not.
Okay.
But other than that, the same old people are here. Noah's here. Darren's here. Sid's here.
Hello.
Same old people?
Yeah. I'm over you guys. But also this week we're streaming the show on Ustream as well as Block Talk Radio because we're trying to see... Because Ustream has a higher quality audio feed, so we're bringing you better quality live audio. So if you're listening on the archive,
bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit at all.
That was wrong.
If you're listening on the archive, you don't care, but to all the live listeners,
this is what I was trying to do.
Excited.
Oh, getting rid of Blog Talk.
Yeah, we're almost done facing Blog Talk Radio. Maybe next week completely it'll be done with, and people would be able to just Skype us in. They won't actually have to call us. It should be very exciting.
All right.
So that's my intro. Guys, go ahead, start the show.
Fucking bullshit!
Way to start the party.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have a phone number. It's 646-929-1357. Give us a call, because we obviously have nothing to talk about.
I wanted to know what... go ahead. That's all right.
I was just going to say, you forgot to introduce somebody else.
Oh, Bruno is here?
Yes.
No, his dog.
Bruno was here before.
Yeah.
He was on the show, actually.
So if he'll be...
Same time Sean was here.
Yeah, he'll
last
be fine.
Show.
Oh, wow, how convenient.
Do you remember...
We were guests together.
He actually inspired the name of one of the blog posts because he was licking the pizza.
That's true. Right. Pizza licker.
So what were you going to say, Darren?
I was going to say, what was the aftermath? They discussed the aftermath of last week's show when you were bombed.
Well, the aftermath is pretty simple. I was just laying on the couch for a little bit, like in the behind-the-scenes footage. You could see some of that. It really, really hit me, like, as soon as the show ended, like, at 11 o'clock. That's when I was, like, incredibly feeling it.
How long did it take you to recover from that? You hungover?
I was drunk the whole night. I don't know, until I went to bed. Luckily, we ordered food, and I had a bunch of sushi, so, like, I wasn't really hungover the next morning because I guess the food soaked it up. I just slept, like,
kept it down.
It must have been hard for you to get up for work in the morning.
Yeah, it was very difficult. My job, my boss
did you
was very
puke on your way to work?
No, I didn't do any puking. I made it.
That's very impressive. He drank like 17 or 18 shots.
No, it was like 13 or 14. I actually counted. I listened back. I was not as embarrassed as I thought I would be, but the behind the scenes stuff was a little hard to watch.
Yeah, you were no more embarrassed than usual.
I guess that's a fair point. That was really wasted. Anyway, we have a caller. 775, you are on the live cast. What is your name?
Richard.
What's up, Richard? How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Got off of work about a couple hours ago, so I got to finally listen to you guys live.
Nice. Are you listening on our new high-quality Ustream player?
Yes, I am.
Is it good?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Sounds way better, right? Like the archive?
Yeah.
Isn't the true test, though, how music sounds? Doesn't everybody say that music sounds
really
bad? Oh,
that's true. Well, here, let's
well, No.
I guess
don't
for
do
the
it
music
now.
Break.
Don't kill the momentum.
That's true. So what's up, Richard?
The teaser. The talking too, though.
I actually wanted to thank Darren for...
What?
Yeah. Because that one time when Darren and I and Rob all played that scenario where I was...
At Walmart. Darren was buying a shotgun to shoot his
that
wife.
That came up, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I had no idea how many customers would be almost exactly like what Darren played as.
Darren, give him a recap of what kind of character you were portraying. Just to give everyone a little more background, Richard is a manager at Walmart?
Customer service.
I work customer service.
So he called up, he said he was applying for that job.
Yeah, he said he was about to get it, and then Darren was like, oh, here's some training. And then this is...
I acted like a redneck.
Yeah.
I want a shotgun to take care of my wife. My wife's real annoying. You know, and he was like, oh, well, sir, you know. Like, I want you to shoot my bitch wife in the kneecap right now. And
then that was that one. And I had no idea how many people would act exactly like that. Like, they didn't know what a receipt was or anything.
They don't know what a receipt is?
What?
Yeah, they didn't know. Yeah, they didn't even know what a receipt was.
Is that when you sit on things more than once?
No, not a receipt.
Okay.
A receipt.
Not sure.
So what are some other horror stories you've been getting from people? What are some other type of horror stories you get at customer service?
I got, like, this one old guy. He returned some pie, and then he started talking about how bad his shits were. Like, who cares?
Wait, was the pie eaten? Did he try to be, I don't like this pie! I want a full refund.
Yeah.
Sir, you ate the pie.
Yeah, he already had some of the pie, not all of it.
Wait, say that again?
He had some of the pie, but not all of it. He had, like, one slice.
What kind of pie was it?
Pear pie.
It was over Thanksgiving, so.
Did you accept that the 3/4 pie as a return? Was there?
Yeah,
was there
he had his receipt with him, so it was okay.
Do you accept half-eaten pies as return?
Everybody out there, pay attention.
Yeah.
Just go there, buy a pie, eat half of it, bring it back.
Yes. If you ever want some dessert, but you don't want to commit to a whole pie, just go to Walmart, have your fun, and then
or just buy two pies.
Yeah.
And eat half of each.
Genius. Holy shit! Or you have cracked the code.
Totally
or buy
that.
Every pie, then open up your own pie restaurant.
Right.
And you can get all your supplies for free and make a profit.
Just by taking one bite out of each pie that you want.
Yeah. So by the slice.
You've just given many rednecks a successful scheme to money.
Walmart just went out of business.
Yes, finally.
Thank you to Pie Gates.
I never thought of that one. I get a wheelchair.
Like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Now, we were in Vegas recently, and Darren went to Walmart. Did you see Darren when he was at Walmart?
No, I didn't.
Darren, why don't you
just like, but aren't there like 19 Walmarts in Vegas or something? You're really in Vegas? Where are you? You're in Utah.
I'm in Carson City.
Oh, that's right, Carson City. I'm sorry.
But yeah, actually, it's funny because when we were in Vegas, I needed to buy something. And I said to the, all right, I asked somebody in the casino. They said, Walmart will have that. So I go, all right, where's Walmart? And they go, oh, that's the cab driver. The cab driver will take it. He's like, which Walmart you want to go to? I'm like, how many are there? He's like, there's 19 Walmarts in Las Vegas. I'm taking you to the second biggest one.
How big was it?
It was like an airplane hangar. It was ridiculous. It was like the biggest store I've ever been in. It was like a Home Depot, basically, but a Walmart.
Well,
is that the one where you can pay for sex?
Yeah, that's the one. That's all of them.
Aisle 19. Do they have like all the prostitutes on coat hangers?
I didn't see that. That's not what the prostitutes are doing on coat hangers. They're using them for other purposes.
It's right by the abortion machines, right?
That's right.
Do you guys sell those at Walmart, abortion machines?
Oh, jeez.
Giant automated
fist. If I were to use the abortion...
We don't have one of those, but... $5 for my house is an abortion clinic.
Oh, nice. Now I have a question. If for the abortion machines, if I were to use it once, can I still return it? I only need it once.
I don't know. We don't sell those.
Just gotta wash it off.
You know, it doesn't come with a time machine.
I don't. What?
I don't know. For your own abortion.
You can't unscrew the light bulb. That one.
Yeah.
You know, he lives in the sticks.
Pregnancy is the
worst
STD.
Too much. That's too much.
The abortion machine is a guy behind the alley that punches his cell.
Yeah, that's an aisle 25.
But I don't see no aisle 25.
Oh, it's outside in the back.
You throw a bag over your head.
Hit you with hockey sticks.
It's a good way to make some cash on the side. Maybe a live cash should do it.
So any other funny customers you've had?
I had another old guy. He came in and wanted to return a movie. Because it had softcore porn in it, and he was talking about how much he loves softcore porn, but he couldn't give it to his 10-year-old.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to say there was softcore, but no hardcore.
Yeah. What movie was it?
It was called The Gore Fest.
There you go, people. Softcore porn, Gore Fest, at Walmart. That's great. Walmart will carry softcore porn, but they won't have any music with curses in it.
But this man wanted to give Gorefest to his 10-year-old son?
Yeah.
I think that was
the
bigger
thing. His 10-year-old grandson, I mean.
I bought this Gore movie, but there's too much titties in it.
Do you think he thought it was a documentary with Al Gore in it?
It was a connection.
The Beautiful Mind or something?
An inconvenient double penetration.
That's very convenient.
Not according to the lady.
Gorefest.
Uh-oh. You just made a sale, Richard.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's
software. Like,
only penetration.
Can he get a commission off of online orders?
Sure.
Think that happened somehow?
I don't know. It says the Wikipedia entry is just a band called Gorefest.
Maybe it's Gorefist.
Gorefist?
I don't know.
Look at that. You mentioned it on this show once, and already a band names himself after it. Quick.
Now, Gorefist appears to be a World of Warcraft character.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Gorefist.
Nerd.
And an Overlord Gorefist, okay, Darren?
Yeah.
Dress him correctly.
Are you a big WoW player, Lonnie?
No.
A small one?
No.
A lowercase W?
No.
Have you ever played World of Warcraft, Lonnie?
I haven't. Why? Do I seem like the type that would? No, I'm not lying to you.
I mean, I said
would I ever lie to you?
Do you know anyone who plays it?
No, I actually
really?
Don't. Yeah.
Aaron,
I'm going to lie to you about this, but you introduced me as a dude who jerked off in a bed with my friends.
I don't see anything about that.
Well, not together.
Yes, I play World of Warcraft.
As long as you didn't come in your own mouth.
I get a new intro.
I found a clip from Gorefest here on the internet. Here it is. Very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
So gory.
Gore turns me on. Get naked and let's rub against each other with our genitalia not even touching anywhere near.
Use the blood as lube.
In a world.
Keep away from 10-year-olds.
He should have just hung on to it till the kid turned 11.
Yeah.
It would have been all good.
It would have been all right by then.
It's PG-11.
They can have sex by then. Down there, right?
They can have sex younger than that.
Yeah.
Carson City?
Yeah, in Carson City, they're already selling it by then.
Are there a lot of Carson City silver dollars in Carson City?
I don't know what that means.
What's that?
So should I get
explain it? I'm curious.
There was
a
wrestling
reference. There was a WCW match where they had something called a Carson City Silver Dollar match.
Okay.
But the silver dollars were not Carson City Silver Dollars. It was a Carson City Silver Dollar match. So he made it into a joke that about silver dollars.
You're not
what was the match?
Fun of World of Warcraft,
match?
It was it was Big Bubba Rogers, aka
Nerd.
Boss Man, and so I think Earthquake, John Tenta.
Yeah.
And they had
it was
a role.
A stack even it wasn't even, you didn't even see the silver dollars.
Wasn't it a roll?
It was like a Homie the Clown.
You got
kind
to
of
hit
thing?
The guy.
Yeah.
It was on a pole.
And you got the sock.
You got to hit
no,
the guy with
don't
it.
Play that.
If you could get it off the pole, you got to hit the guy.
Oh man,
it was really bad.
Those typical WCW at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, Iron Sheik wasn't involved in
all
that.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Richard. We have another call. We're going to take that. Just going to hang up on him.
Send all your Walmart gift cards care of Metal Injection.
815, you better not hang up because you are on the live cast. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, 815, what's your name?
I'm Noah.
You're Noah?
Yes.
Noah's
right here. What's going on?
No. I was going to ask you guys a question.
Wait, hold on.
State your name, please.
Noah. N-O-A-H. Noah.
Oh,
Noah. No, N-O-A, actually.
Noah.
He's a different Noah.
So Noah with an H. Where are you from?
From Rockford.
Oh, Rockford, Illinois?
Do you know Zach Beats?
What? No. I don't know.
Do you know what? You go to any Ice Hogs games?
Hold on.
Are you really from Rockford, Illinois?
No, yeah.
Wait, how do you guys know Rockford?
I'm serious, yeah.
I'm from half an hour away from
have
Rockford.
Have you listened to the show before? Guys, you're doing a show. I don't know if you know this.
I love you. Love your guys' show. Love it.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, what's the question?
Okay, so I was just like saying, like, as marijuana users, do you see any negative stereotypes towards your people?
Where as
like,
marijuana users what?
Like negative stereotypes, like false stereotypes, untrue.
All the negative stereotypes I'd say are pretty accurate.
you guys actually get munchies?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't have to be stoned to be hungry.
Rob has munchies before and after smoking.
Rob thinks about weed and he gets the
But
munchies.
Here's the thing, though. If I smoke and then I do eat, I will, like I think I mentioned this on the show before, but my filter that tells me that I'm full goes away, so I can, like, eat continuously. And as soon as I'm done with eating one thing, I immediately want something else.
Right.
And I have to, like just be like, look, Rob, you've just eaten for, like, 45 minutes. Take a break.
Cleared out of China buffet.
Yeah. Chew some gum.
Does the pot Rob answer you?
Pot Rob.
Sure. He has all answers.
If you wanted to eat, a great place to go in Rockford would be Granite City. You can get excellent chicken sandwiches.
Is that true, Noah, with an H?
I hate that place.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Deep.
You probably
deep.
Don't know the people I do.
But what about Magic Waters?
Okay, this is really like a Rockford.
Yeah,
this is not the Rockford cast.
Absolutely.
This is the Metal Injection live cast.
How weird is
we just talk about Magic Waters?
We have a huge demo in Rockford, Illinois, apparently.
We do.
That's so weird, though, that he hasn't been here in like 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
So one day he comes in, someone from Rockford calls.
Yeah, we've never had any other callers from Rockford.
And I thought he was just bullshitting. Like, he saw Lonnie was going to be on the show.
I recognize that area code. But, Noah, have you ever smoked weed?
No. Okay. Yeah, today I got a drug test in my school today, but I'm fine.
Did you pass?
So. Is this for everybody or just for you?
Did you get an A?
No. They say it's random testing, but they just choose the potheads. But I'm good.
Wait, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, 15. Well, here, there you go.
Do you play sports?
I used to play hockey.
Do you find that after you smoke, your hand-eye coordination is a little worse?
No, I don't smoke.
You don't smoke?
Well, I would, but I don't have an opportunity yet.
Oh, I thought you said you did smoke. I'm sorry. Like, so you don't smoke. No. Good. You shouldn't smoke. Here, dude. Here's my advice. Wait until you're like 18 to start smoking. That's what I tell people.
Sure. Yes.
It's still illegal. Unless you're in like California.
Wait until your hopes and dreams are crushed.
I feel though like you'll appreciate it more if you're 18. Anyway, so you're more mature.
Wait until you ask your very good friend for a date on the bus and she rejects you. Then you can start.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you, Noah?
So other negative stereotypes. Short-term memory loss. Definitely true. Definitely true, but it's something you can work on if you try to focus.
What about unibrow?
Unibrow? That is not a known negative stereotype.
No, I think I've seen it. I guess I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
Noah doesn't have a unibrow. Noah without an H.
Anymore. She bleaches.
No, I never had a unibrow.
She's checking. Oh. She's rubbing her.
I'm anything.
No, it's okay. You don't have a unibrow.
I swear to fucking God, she just rubbed her temple.
It's like when you do the I got your nose trick to somebody and they have to touch their nose even though they know they don't have
it. I have to reaffirm, you know, like I have to make sure.
I have a nose.
I don't have a unibrow either. I'm fine.
I think it's just that your regular eyebrows are so long that they're almost touching.
In some videos that I've seen on Metal Injection, you have very close to unibrow. And some you don't.
It's just shadows. It's just shadows.
Can you give him a complex?
I have a big forehead.
You know, it's not like
I think it doesn't get noticed.
Downlighting has like that Neanderthal shelf that creates a shadow.
Thank you. The cameraman is backing me up here.
True,
the cinematographer.
Most
Wait, did you just also insult me? Back up.
You just called me a Neanderthal. What the fuck? You don't have a unibrow. You have a gigantic forehead.
You look like a Neanderthal. Yeah, it's fine.
Like shovel face.
Yeah, no,
like
no.
Shadow.
Oh my God.
Shovel face.
I like the way this
face.
Is going.
Sean, you're never invited to the show ever again. Ever again.
Nailed it.
He has a giant penis.
You can come back.
Noah does?
Which Noah?
That's the question.
No, give it back.
Better Noah.
Better.
So Noah, any other? Not you, Noah. Noah with an H.
It's confusing for me. I don't know.
Noah. All right, let's Noah.
All right, Noah. You're Noah with nothing, and he's Noah with an H. Right.
You're nothing, Noah.
There
we go. So Noah. Noah.
Noah.
Any other questions? Any other things you want to know?
Yeah, sure. I haven't seen any videos with Noah in it. Is she hot?
Oh, you can. There's plenty.
There's
of
plenty of stuff.
The Last Fix. She's in that.
Okay, but a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, well, you should tell us.
That's a good question, though. What would you rate Noah?
11.
Noah, what are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know.
At least 8. At least an 8.
I was going to say a 5.
No. Oh, you're above a 5. I would give you more.
Yeah,
than
more.
Five.
Go ahead, keep going.
Maybe a 5.3. No, Noah's good looking. We wouldn't have her on camera if she wasn't good looking. Yeah.
You know what we want you to do, Noah, with an H? We want you during the music break to go and look at the video, the fix that Noah is in, and then call us back.
Yeah.
And you tell us how good looking you think she is.
No, I'd say the Moon Sorrow interview.
Yeah.
Moon Sorrow interview. Also, you could check if you feel like it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Justina, would you
more boneable in the Moon Sorrow video?
If I could do Penelingus, yes.
Oh. Oh. Noah.
So you only receive? What does that mean?
Yep.
What do you rate Noah?
Oh, I don't think it's appropriate to put her on the spot.
No. Get out of the room.
She can refuse to answer.
No, I say 9.
Oh, nice. She's in that neighborhood, definitely.
Blushing.
I feel like if I had huge boobs, I would be a 9.
Your boobs are
or
fine.
A 10.
Your breasts are very nice for your frame, though.
Yeah.
It wouldn't look right. It wouldn't look. No, well, no.
That's
not
that.
Short.
Wait, what?
Things aren't overrated, but I think your breasts are good for what your body is.
Yeah.
They're not small.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that they're small. I'm just saying I could probably get away with a lot more.
You want giant ones.
Yeah, like so big that I can't even see over them.
So if you were like rich tomorrow, would you get breast implants?
Yes,
those are gross.
Really?
2 beanbag cherries?
No, it depends. Some of them are gross. Some of them are nice.
Like if you can get any size, what size boobs would you want?
Well, like the size of your head.
Oh, well, that's huge. I have a gigantic head.
Wait, hold on. But both of them would be
his
head or
just
the man?
One.
One tit would be Rob's
and then
head.
One regular.
You're going too big. That's too big.
You'd have lopsided tits?
Yeah.
Sounds like a shitty surgery.
Because it would be natural. Because, you know, like girls always have like
different sizes. But that lopsided?
But really, jokes aside.
Seriously, how would you go? Would you go for double Bs, triple Ds, quadruple
Ds? I would
Bs?
Probably go for Ds, because that would be too much for me. I have a small frame.
Yeah, because also you have to carry around all that weight. You have to think about that, right?
I think like, C, large C would be good for you.
Yeah.
What size are you now, Noah?
Yeah. I'm talking about that.
Ronnie, take a look at her.
I think she's a B. I think she's a B.
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
We almost made out there.
No, he's a married man, Noah.
With a baby.
Calm down.
And she has a dog, Lonnie. Be careful.
The dog's not named Lonnie.
So Noah with an H, here's your assignment. We're going to hang up on you. You're going to go into the site, search for Noah, and then come back and tell us your opinion on her, all
right?
Can Moonsorrow, you do that
for us? Right?
All right, sure, yeah.
Search for Moonsorrow.
Yeah, search for Moonsorrow. Search for that interview. Give us your analysis, and then give us a call back.
Noah bites her lip in that video. Hey, Noah,
somebody wants me to show them your tits.
I think that means cunt. I think that those four letters were cunt.
Noah, I believe that's Cartel, right? Is that guy's name?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what would be good? If you put a flashing picture up on the internet, and then if they guess your bra size right, they get a CD.
Who's CD?
I don't know.
We don't have that many good ones left.
We have some decent CDs. Yeah, we should give you a CD, Noah with an H.
I believe
you're a first-time caller.
Noah's a fool.
You know, I could just bring it out there during.
Yeah,
Lonnie
will just drop it off.
Now, Noah, you can pick between not you, Noah with an H. You got Cradle of Filth, Godspeed,
or the new Cheap
on the
Trick
Devil
album.
Thunder, the Halford Christmas CD.
No,
that doesn't exist.
It sure does. It's called Winter Songs.
Dream Theater, Dragon Force we have Nightwish, Evil Eye said.
Which one's the best out of all those?
What kind of music do you like? What's your preferred genre?
Anything that's most like System of a Down. I love them.
All right, so then we're going to go with Devil Driver for you, because that's the most accessible band.
Right.
You get a Devil Driver CD. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Yep.
What is your username?
It's Folk U.
Folk U?
Yeah.
I like it. Send Metal Injection a private message with your full name and address, and then I'll send over the CD for you. All right?
Thank you. Love you.
Cool.
Love
and don't forget, you have to call back and let us know your opinions on Noah. We really need to know.
Okay,
I guess
sure.
Off too. Yeah, I guess we're
Noah on Noah Action.
Oh!
Oh!
I like it.
Get a little
randy. Name. All right, cool. Now you get back to us. We're gonna take. You gotta
wait three years because we need her here, not in jail.
All right, we're gonna take a next caller, 917. You are on the line.
Hello.
Oh, it's Rich Hall again. Rich Hall.
Yeah. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Rich Hall, you're going to be a guest on the show pretty soon. You're going
to
be coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I actually waved to no one in my house, so I don't know how you feel about that. When,
hi.
Whatever.
Noah, he waved.
Hi.
What's
up, girl? What's going on? Hey.
Actually,
hi, Christina.
I have a little, wait a minute. I have a little bone to pick with you.
What happened?
I followed you on Twitter, and then you blocked me.
Oh, no, that's impossible.
And now I can't follow your tweets anymore.
That's the worst.
Maybe I'm playing hard to get, you know? I don't know.
He's playing hard to get, he said. Are you saying that you like Noah Rich Hall? And that's
dun, dun,
your way
dun.
Of
well, all this TikTok, I was like, I got to get in on this.
Wait, say that again?
I said, with all this TikTok going on, I was like, I got to get into it. I got to get on this, you know?
How big do you think Noah's tits are?
A softy, you know?
Yeah.
How long is her unibrow?
Oh.
Wow.
What were you going to say, Sid?
I was going to say in this world we're all either Noah people or Ken Pierce people, and clearly Rich Hall is a Ken Pierce person. That's why he blocked him.
It happens. What are you going to do? So, but for my real reason for calling before the TikTok, I have a complaint from Matt from Metal Sucks. Like, he wondered why that him too. I don't fucking play that game. But, like, why aren't we on the show tonight? I heard there was like a complaint that was
right
no mics. You know, I am, but you know, I'm phoning in from an unknown location. I could be in the bathroom somewhere, you know, but.
Look, we wanted to have you on, but there was no way we could accomplish. We already promised other people they could have been on the show this week.
I understand that.
We could accommodate everybody because we only have so many mics.
That's fine. I'm just making a big deal because Axel, quote unquote, made a big deal of it to me. So why not? You know,
I'm
just a messenger man.
What? He's banned, but he can come next week.
You know what you can do? You can stand outside and call in from the snow if you want.
He could do that, but. I'm not his keeper, so I'm sorry, but I made the call, you know.
Which call, we apologize. We will make it up to you by letting you on the next time you can come over.
I bet you'd be on the show.
And I'll bring
your tweets.
And I'm gonna bring Noah flowers so I can have an apology. You know what I mean? Does that work, Noah?
How about a donation to my boob bank?
I'll buy both those things. I don't care. A donation. Fuck that, you know.
Oh, my God. We should totally start a PayPal drive. Help Noah get boobs.
PSA. Let's make it now. Right now, during the break.
But sweetheart, you don't need a boob job. You're good with your soft bees. You know, like just let them fly. You know,
she's a full bee. Full bee.
Yeah. But they are soft. They're not like
soft
great rock hard. Like
they're very soft. Yes.
I'm in. There you go. So just let them fly, girl.
I have a question. All right.
For me.
Hey, let's say theoretically we raise enough money for you to get a breast implant. Will you show the audience what they purchased? Will you show them one shot?
I feel like it's part of theirs. You owe it to them.
Yeah, just one. You don't have to walk around naked.
Well, no. I think a picture to each person who donated will be perfect.
A thank you note.
Thank you note.
You should like dip your breasts in ink and like rub them on the.
Thanks for the hard C, or like make a lithograph of like what you boob painted with. You know what I mean? And give it to your like you know your donators. You know.
It's just collage.
I did used to do marketing, so I do know this stuff.
Let's make
it happen.
Can you make a tit diorama?
Oh, I'm in, dude. Let's go.
Donate over a certain amount, they also get a handsome tote bag.
The public breastcasting system.
I love you guys at death. But I just wanted to call in because quote unquote Axel was being a crybaby about not being on the show. I'm fine. I'm happy home alone, but whatever.
Aww.
I'll see you guys soon. All right.
Very soon, Rich Hall. In the studio, in our Epic Metal Injection studios.
Dun dun dun. Maybe I'll give away a pair of Converge tickets. I don't know.
Oh shit!
Way better than your.
Oh
TV.
Shit! Sean's gonna have five phones. And he's
I come bearing gifts. You know that, so.
That's exciting. Yeah. That's exciting. That's something to look forward to. In 2 weeks, he'll be here, right?
Come here.
Yeah,
it
2 weeks, March 1st.
Cool. March 1st, Rich Hall will be here giving away free tickets to shit.
I said maybe.
You don't want to make it.
March 1st is a Monday.
March 2nd.
Maybe I'll get the first call for free shows for life. I don't know. Let's think about this.
Oh, March 3rd. Yeah, of course.
Whatever. Someday in March.
Sometime in March, Rich will be here. There might be some free tickets. Probably.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
All right.
All right, bye, ladies.
Oh, hey, I'm not a lady. But all right.
You are. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of tatas, someone in the chat said that Noah should cast her boobs, like plaster cast them.
Whoa.
I don't know if that means like do it before so we know what they were like and then before she gets the operation.
Right. Would you do that?
If I would be getting an operation, I guess so.
Oh, that'd be cool. So listen, send in your dollars. If everyone pledges
a
dollar.
Can we set up a PayPal account on the site?
We should totally do it.
We have thousands of downloads every month.
Noah's retracting.
Well, you know, there are other people I need to speak. Well, I guess one other person.
You haven't discussed this with him before?
Wait. He doesn't want me to do it.
How does he have say over your breasts, though?
Yeah, it's your body.
Yeah,
no offense. I like the guy. He's a very nice guy, but I just don't think that it's, you know.
Your dad.
Bruno.
It is my dad, yes.
But,
You really have to ask. I mean,
what did you say?
I'm the same.
Your employer? Oh. Yeah, you got to talk into a mic here. If it's not on mic,
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I understand.
I don't know if you meant that apology.
I did not.
Dang. Shit.
But if everyone that listens mailed in a dollar, she'd have
that'd be $100.
All right, let's do it. $1 each person.
That'll pay for a couple of stitches.
That'll
maybe if I go down
person.
To like South America and I do it there.
Yeah.
So.
We'll have a whole behind the scenes about it.
Shove
yeah.
dead frogs
you
in
I'll come back yeah. with like cow tits, not like human tits.
There'll be a tit on your kneecap and one on your elbow.
Yeah.
How convenient would that be?
You look right in the book.
And anytime somebody poked your boob, it will play La Cucaracha. Very troubling. You should talk to Guillermo, see if he could hook you up with a discount.
Noah with an H has yet to call back. Maybe
he's
jacking
watching
it.
The whole thing.
He's probably like really into her now. He's like in love.
I told him to do it during a music break, so he didn't miss us talking.
I told him. I don't know. Uh-oh. Who touched Noah's boobs?
Noah, come here. I want to fill you up.
Ooh.
Let's do the Mexican hat dance. Wow, there's milk with jalapeno coming out of you. What's that all about?
It's spicy.
Boss boob job.
Who's on the phone there?
Collins.
Collins, but he's just going to show up with someone.
You want to just check in with him?
Let's check in with Colin. Colin, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Whatever, Darren.
What do you think about Noah's boobs, Colin?
I don't really have anything to say.
Right, thanks a lot, Colin. Keep listening.
We'll check in later with you and see if you have anything to say about Noah's boobs.
Yeah, think of something to say about her boobs and we'll come back to you.
Is this a metal injection celebrity or who is this guy?
He just calls in every week.
He calls in and insults Sid usually.
He doesn't like Sid. But then again, he does.
I think he does like me, though.
You were going to really show Sid.
Mm-hmm. You keep saying
strong
that, but then you don't do it.
In that there are three of us.
I'm like Switzerland. I'm neutral in the cynic fight. I just don't care either way.
You just go with whatever's funnier.
Yeah. I mean, if you make the joke, I go along with it.
Thank you.
Wow, the Iron Sheik is in the chat room. I didn't even notice that.
What's he saying?
Something along the lines of fucking bullshit.
Iron Sheik. Hey, Iron, you should call in and say it on the air instead of in the chat room.
What were those two kids that called in last week? It was like Ashley and her boy.
Kevin.
Yes. As I recall, I told them to have unprotected sex so they could have the first on-air live cast, baby. I want to find out if
well,
that happens.
Well, funny story. Turns out I'm friends with Kevin on Facebook.
Oh.
Whoa.
Maybe I
and,
have been, I wonder.
I think it might be. Oh. And apparently he is a hardcore conservative.
Really?
What?
Like he's like in like some Republican. Him and his girlfriend. Are
so they don't have sex.
So you found his girlfriend on there too?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, like obviously they're friends on Facebook.
Yeah. See, they would have sex, but they wouldn't have an abortion.
Yeah.
So his plan would work.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I want to know if.
And then they'd homeschool the baby.
This guy.
Rob, this guy.
This one.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, that guy. He's in the Republican. Oh, wait.
He looks like Elijah Wood holding
it. It gets better. He's in the Republican / Libertarian Party.
Yeah, let's see the girlfriend.
Isn't that a Joe bro?
Girlfriend's not. She's all right. She's not bad.
She's a good
the girlfriend.
It looks like Andy Samberg.
Oh,
Darren, the girlfriend.
She's you know she looks like
Andy
Jennifer
Samberg.
Jennifer Love Hewitt with blonde hair.
Not even close.
Well, a less hot version.
Well,
but
what
I mean,
were they doing listening to
she
us?
She looks sort of like a young Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, come on.
But then again, yeah.
Why can't they listen to us? What?
With fetal alcohol syndrome.
We don't get, we don't get that. Actually, you're a good-looking girl. Don't listen to these two
I would totally do Kathy Lee. Not today, but like in her prime.
Yeah.
I would have bent her over.
Frank Gifford would have kicked your ass, though.
No, he's busy banging a stewardess in the other room. He doesn't care.
We have another call. 407 is on the line. Let's get you on the air.
Really?
Hello, 407.
Hello.
Where's your name calling from?
Cartel.
Oh, it's Cartel. Okay.
Hey,
what's up, Cartel?
Hey, Justina, how you doing?
Miss you. See you soon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yep.
I'll see you soon. Yeah, creator.
Get a room. Darren's just jealous.
Yeah, I want Cartel.
So you just want a copy of that Twilight album.
Yeah, Carcel. Yeah. Are you going to play the Twilight album for us this week or what?
No, but how many drugs do you guys supply me when I see you at Creator?
We can bring you some drugs.
That's all I need to know, and I will hook you up with whatever you want then.
Can I give you my 600 milligrams ibuprofen?
I have some expired Tylenols.
I like marijuana the best.
Oh, okay. We could probably make that happen too.
Yeah. Just
Do you need some just for that night, or like some to take with you?
I don't know, because I don't know if we're taking a bus or if we have a van, but we might need a place to crash. What's up, Noah? What's up?
You would come all the way to Brooklyn?
Oh, I'll go anywhere you're going.
Oh.
Actually, hey, what's up, Elise? How you doing? I know she's in the chat and, like, not...
you just don't want to make her jealous, right? You just don't want to make her jealous by flirting.
Exactly. I got to keep my options open, right? You know, like...
You are a bad spot.
Justina over there, and then, you know, Noah and Elise. You know, like, I think I'm set now.
Wow.
Yeah. There's enough beer to go around.
Like a full harem.
Oh, yeah.
So are you just doing sound for this tour?
I think I'm running merch for Mystium, but depending on if we get the bus, then I'm running merch for Voivod, apparently.
Are you excited to be seeing Voivod every day for like a month? Hang out with Jason Newstead?
Dude, I've spent 2 weeks on this, and then we fly to Europe. So,
oh, wow.
Fuck y'all. Suck my dick, everyone.
So you get to go to Europe and work.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I'm just running sound in Europe. Like,
yeah.
A bit.
So it's basically like a free vacation. Except
yeah,
you go
and then
show.
I get paid for it, and then at the end of it, we end in Tilburg, Netherlands, at the Roadburn Fest. And I'm spending 4 days in Amsterdam after that.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, jealous.
Amsterdam was fantastic. Have you ever been there before?
Not since I've been 18.
So you were there when you were 18?
I was there when I was like 17.
So is that like in the late 60s?
Early
70s, late 60s?
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I don't know. 10 years ago.
Okay, well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I want to go to Europe. Can you take me?
You just went to Europe.
That was like 6 months ago.
No, I didn't.
No, I was here.
I was trapped in a bus, three buses with Justina. So no, and she can tell you all about that.
It's the cartel cast.
Yeah.
Justina, does the cartel smell when you're on the road with him for like?
No, and I found out on the main one, he had one pair of underwear for the full month tour.
Cartel, why did you only bring one pair of underwear for the whole tour?
It's clearly luck.
Here's what it was. I thought I was going to have enough time to run to a Walmart and buy some new underwear. That tour made absolutely no money. Like, I didn't get paid at all.
So you couldn't afford underwear.
Exactly. So I wore the same pair from Orlando, which was like, I don't know, a week into it, I think. Until I think it was when I got out of the shower outside of Atlanta. I think that's where I made my announcement of like, hey, what's up, guys? I found some underwear. I just changed my underwear for the first time on tour.
If only you realized you went to Walmart,
returned
it with a receipt and got your money back.
Yeah.
That's normally what I do, man. I normally, like, buy it on the road and fucking suck it. You know, I never throw it in the thing. But I didn't, and... I was so happy I didn't smell as bad as Longoria withered.
Yep. Longoria is the smelliest person I've ever had to smell in my life.
Ava Longoria?
She was on a period when I met.
She was on tour with Mayhem. It was bad. The Black Infest. Just came out.
She was hanging out. Him and Tony Parker, her and Tony Parker came out, and they totally like hung out and everything. He gave me some tips on how to correct my jump shot.
Now, who's Longoria?
Yeah, no one.
He's the basis for Withered.
Oh, okay.
He has like a total Troy Sanders vibe for Mastodon.
Mm. Mm, yes.
But why did he smell so bad?
He didn't shower at all. Like, to him, like, it's funny not to shower. And, like, he sleeps with his boots, and, like, his hair is so, like, dreaded so bad, and that, like, he has dandruff flakes the size of snowflakes. Like, they're just, like you know, like, paper-cut snowflakes, like, the kind that you see, like, your grandma make.
Wow. Like confetti.
Yeah, but probably bigger. Like, just, like paint chips.
Like doilies?
Yeah, like doilies.
I'm sorry.
See, the road is so exciting. You get to hang out with people.
You
get to
hang out with jolly people. And...
Sounds like a time of your life. Now,
Now,
Cartel, you were the one in charge of getting, like, the meats and stuff for Mayhem, right, when you were on tour with them?
No.
No, that wasn't you? You didn't
no,
get
that
the
was not me. Not me.
Well, they didn't really have – they did that, like, once, and it was completely failed.
How did it fail?
Because nobody wanted to touch the goat heads.
In the band?
Yeah.
But isn't that their thing?
I think it was more of, like, Nodder's job, wasn't it, to, like, set up all that
It was like his job and, like, Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas.
It was their two jobs, and both of them, like, Nodder did not want to do it, and Jonas kind of passed it on to me. And me, after touring with Watain, like, I want the heads. I'm not afraid of heads. I will fucking throw a steak through a brain of a head and throw it on a fucking candelabra and just be like, yeah, that's where that's what I do for my bands. And I think it was South Carolina. I was trying to tell him, like, how to do it, and he couldn't figure it out. And then Houston, I remember tossing him on stage. I think that was the last time I saw him.
Yep. I think that was the only, like, time they tried.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, and, like, Nodder built, like, this giant crucifix that only went up once.
So since, like, the tour didn't really make any money, did they, like, eat the goat heads? Did they, like, roast it because they were desperate for food?
Did they have a barbecue at some point?
No, Mayhem got fed. Everyone else didn't get fed.
Not even you, not even the crew. That sucks.
Well, I sacrificed everything.
It was like a vacation where you had to work.
Yeah, but I really wanted to fucking leave, like, after, like, I got to Orlando. It was terrible.
I can only imagine how terrible that your underwear must have looked. It must have been so... It's been, like, solid. It wasn't even, like...
I'm just wondering how you didn't get, like, a rash on your ass or anything.
He didn't say that he didn't.
I took showers. I just didn't have anything, like, clean to put on afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yes. Did you ever think about going commando, or was that not even an option?
You can't do that in winter when you shave your balls, because your balls wet.
Could you have foregone shaving your balls for that time period?
Why would I do that, man?
I'm just asking. I've never shaved my balls. So I'm just asking.
Ever?
I don't know.
Ever in the history of your
trim,
balls?
Just trimming. I've never shaved it.
That's not me. Not yours, but.
Right. Oh, other guys, you can see what you're doing.
Was that time you were volunteering at the old folks' home?
Yeah. Well, you got to lift them off the floor first.
Yeah.
And run the razor over.
People keep
the balls
over
or the old guys?
Both. But that was involuntary. That's part of when they sign up for the nursing home. They're like, "Hey, what are you doing? My balls, leave them alone."
Cool. Well, thank you for calling in, Cartel.
Yeah. I'll see you guys in two and a half weeks.
What's that?
Two and a half weeks, right? I'll see you guys all. I'll see you
yeah.
all.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely be there.
Yeah.
Creator.
Bring me lots of fucking weed.
We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll figure out. We don't do that kind of stuff. We'll talk. All right. Thanks for calling in, Cartel. Get him off the line.
Don't speak for me on that one.
Our the live cast.
Well, I'm part of the live cast.
Not for long.
Maybe.
Oh.
How dare you?
Did I say that out loud?
You've been reading my private instant messages.
But it's the countdown clock.
Yay! Could we get the Iron Chief screaming fuck over it?
I was just about to do that. Call that my joke. I'll still do it.
Thank you.
You can do other things while I get it. You
know. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Give us a call. We'll talk. And if you're a first-time caller, we'll give you a CD. That's how we roll.
Or if you're not a first-time caller, but you're interesting.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to play this for a minute and a half.
Oh, I cut it down to 10 seconds.
Oh.
Boring.
Pretty great. Pretty great.
Should we check in with Colin again just to see if he has any opinion on Noah's breasts now?
Yeah, let's see. Colin, how do you feel about Noah's breasts?
Well, if they were lopsided, wouldn't one be normal and the other one would just flop over the shoulder?
Yes.
Thank you, Colin.
We'll check back in with you later.
That is what would happen.
By the way, Bill Cosby's in our chat room. Right?
Oh, wow.
And he says his balls are pendulous.
That's a surprise.
Well, he's like 90. I don't know. How old is he?
I have to scoop my balls up on the floor. Yeah. With the bippin' and the boppin' and the jello pudding.
Yeah, I was waiting for the pudding pop reference.
I swing one all the way up in there, and then I let go, and it smacks the other one, and it's like a perpetual cycle, you see. Like one of those things you have on the desk.
Raven Simone lives in there.
Oh. In my nuts?
Yeah.
As you know.
That's
for
Raven. Raven.
The Ravens live in Bill Cosby's nuts. Always nice when Bill makes an appearance. He's a lovely guy. He's a lovely guy?
Yeah.
Just a humanitarian. Random dude in the chat says he has three balls.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. It's true. Could be. Some guys have three balls.
Yeah? Are you one of those guys?
No, I have two.
Have you checked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why have I checked? What, I'm suddenly going to grow a third ball?
Maybe one of them splits in half. A little mitosis going on.
All right.
A little cell division.
Mitosis reference on the live cast.
Right, dropping some science.
We just saw Louis C.K., and he said that when he was a child, he thought that when you came, you had to give up a ball. Like a ball came out of his penis.
No!
And then you only get to come twice in your life, and then you walk around with a deflated sack.
Oh, terrifying. Is that true?
Yeah, yes. He said it, so it must be true.
Was that good? Was that show good?
Oh, it was great.
Rob said it was pretty good.
I thought it was great. It was Rob's seen more of his material before me.
It was all new stuff. I haven't seen. But no, I think though that like what killed it was the club.
Yeah,
that was just very uncomfortable.
That's true. You're
packed in.
So yeah, and like we were like shoved in this corner. We were like sharing one seat. Basically.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
there.
Awful. Mm-hmm.
And it was also, but not just that, but like people we didn't know on either side were also
like right above us, and like. Yeah. Constantly had to squirm to, like, see him. So that really took away from the experience. Mm. But
did you pay for those tickets?
Zero.
Well, we had to buy a drink. So
drinks.
Like $7-$8.
What kind of drink did you have?
I had a Blue Moon.
I had a soft drink.
I
you don't want to say a brand?
I don't want to have to pay them.
Orange.
You already paid them.
No, I meant for using it on the air.
Oh, fuck them. In the butt. Should we take a music break?
Let's take a music break.
All right, all our music today is picked by Sean. That means it's under 3 minutes.
What? Yeah, that's true. But over 1 minute this time.
Wow. Wow.
Well, because he's doing the entire album, sorry.
Well, the first one is over a minute. That's true. What's the first track to start off with?
We're doing deep cuts today.
We start off with Curl Up and Die.
That's true.
Curl Up Andy. What's the title of the track?
It is There Ain't No Canton American.
That's true.
Patriotism.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Curl Up and Die. The Metal Injection Last Guys. We'll be back in a bit.
Yeah.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer by Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about finger-banging your stepmom, guys.
Somebody had to.
Does that mean we all did it as a group?
We took turns.
We're back, hour two. You just heard a music break picked entirely by Sean. Sean, what did we hear?
We heard Curl Up and Die, Entombed, Gaza, The Abominable Iron Sloth, and Birds of Prey on this break.
Birds of Prey, of course, the group of supers featuring Dave Witte of Municipal Waste, the bassist of Baroness.
You want to say what we were talking about?
Because we were talking, Sean was saying how Birds of Prey is that super group. And then,
Just that one.
And then Sid was like, how is it a super group if I don't know of any of the bands?
That's not what I said at
all.
What
would you say?
That was what I said last week.
Oh, so we'll
this week,
how did
like,
it go?
Why is everybody a super group
oh,
now?
Man.
Well, and I said everyone who's, every band that's made up of other guys that have been in other bands.
But then that's almost
every
band
group.
Ever.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. And I said it's just a band of supers.
Right.
The,
yeah.
The people that work in apartment buildings.
Superintendents.
And then at
yeah.
night they
yeah.
jam
we'll
together.
There.
Thank you.
Sure. No problem.
That's why you're here, Lonnie, to correct my English.
Right.
And
to
talk
make
about
work
Rockford.
Longer. Yeah.
You're a Rockford representative.
Are there any super groups in Rockford?
No.
There's a
wait.
You wouldn't
consider
it. Right.
Six is from Rockford.
Six?
Six was from Rockford.
That I did not know. What? You're killing me on
yeah,
that.
No.
I just
Rockford
know cheap trick. That's it.
See, he's out Rockfording you, Lonnie. We've met.
I think
met
that's acceptable.
Match.
I really do not mind that.
Sean, where are you from? You're also from Illinois, right? What part?
I am from Algonquin, Illinois, which is the northwest suburbs of Chicago,
yeah.
Half an hour from Rockford.
Oh. Now, how would you say, what kind of town is Rockford? Is it a nice town?
No, it's a shithole. It's an exit off of the highway, off of 90.
It looks like anywhere in Long Island.
So you'd
yeah,
marry
true.
Someone that came from a shithole, Lonnie? Is that?
But they have an awesome water park.
Well, she's out of it. So she's not.
We
in
need
it.
To talk about that water park
yeah.
offline.
Offline.
We'll take it offline.
Yeah.
Why can't you talk about the water park on the air?
Because it's completely uninteresting.
It's true.
Didn't Tiffany's dad own the water park?
Yeah, that was basically what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Or part of.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously.
can
I get a shirt?
Can he get us some passes, some comps?
I don't think it's open, and if it is, then he is no longer part owner. So, no.
I've peed in his wave pool.
His former wave
pool. I'm sure he did, too. I don't think that's what that's what happens when you drink 20 Bud Lights.
He's a man of leisure.
If you want to join this incredibly intelligent conversation, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. It's our number, right? Definitely.
I think so. It's somebody's number.
Call some pizzeria.
Call it up and find out who it is. We don't know who will pick
no big
up.
Deal. You know, or order a pie. Tell them to send it to the live cast studio.
Well done. Half pepperoni, half...
pineapple.
What? Fuck up.
And I want one of those 7-Up greens. I really want to try that.
What?
Yes,
are they Sprite greens?
Mm-hmm. Sprite. Sprite green. Sprite
I
green.
Have no idea what
yeah,
those
yeah.
are. I've never seen
all them. Natural sweetener.
It's pissing me off.
It's sugar.
Real fruit juice.
Have you tried
Sprite.
One?
No, I just saw the ad on the way here.
That ad,
memorized.
The ads work well.
Photographic memory, the ad in the subway.
No. I mean, in Europe, they don't have, like, high fructose corn syrup.
This is fucking Europe.
I'm just saying, like, I've tried it, and it's not really that good. Like, actual lemon juice and soda doesn't really work as well as the artificial stuff, I feel. It's a noticeable difference in a bad way.
But I like orange gina, that orange juice. And
who doesn't like a little orange gina?
That was my mom's nickname in high school.
Yeah.
Zing.
Is orange gina like those people that go to tanning salons? Is that
ooh.
What they have? Orange gina?
No, you have to wear underwear when you go in there.
You do?
Yeah, don't you?
How do the porno stars do it? How do they have
Hollywood tans and stuff like that? Yeah, they do because of sanitary reasons.
There are booths that people can stand in naked.
Oh, you can't lay down, though, right? They don't want your Johnson touching the thing.
Well, female porn
no,
stars
but,
don't have Johnsons.
They have vaginas.
But
how's
the
vagina?
No, but it's like a coffin. Like, you don't touch the top.
So you're standing in a tanning booth?
You don't touch the top because you're dead.
Yeah, but we're talking about tanning.
So hold on. You, how long would you have to stand for in this tanning booth?
I don't know, until you get to a crisp color, I guess.
You rent this for a certain time. But how do you know? If anyone's just tanning out there.
Well, they don't let you rent this for longer than it would be healthy, I guess. Yeah.
You can't actually sit in there for longer than 50 minutes, 5-0.
You know this?
That's a long, yeah.
Fact?
Yeah, I have a cousin that is like an assistant manager at one of those Hollywood tans.
Is that how long before they kick you out or before you get cancer?
I think that's just their guidelines. I don't know.
Are you serious right now? You have a cousin who runs a Hollywood tan?
Yeah, sure. why are you so white then?
Hey, let me get some tanning.
Well, I don't go there.
Cancer. You don't like cancer?
That's how they got Ronnie James Dio.
Oh. He kept tanning his stomach. It's just a stomach.
He also told me that people will constantly go in there and just take shits. I don't need to be part of that.
Why did you go to a bathroom? Why do they have to go to a tanning salon?
And 30% of them go in there and they're naked.
I think he really just worked in a bathroom.
For a bathroom.
Or just lived there.
They just told him it was a tanning salon, but it's really just
be nice to my cousin.
Looks great.
What?
Tanny.
What's his name? Zane.
You sound very confident about
Zane Cook, right? It's cousin Zane Cook.
Because he cooks you in the tanning booth.
Hello!
Hey!
Let's see, Rob. I'll get one of those tans.
You want that Sprite, though. I was serious with that.
We'll have to send our intern out.
I like to see Rob in the tanning with his leg just sticking out because it's not big enough.
That probably would happen.
He wouldn't have to go into the standing one, but then his hair would burn.
My head would be above the booth if I go to the standing one. Is that what the tanning is?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this what it feels like?
They just laser.
That is uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. No, but seriously, if you're not allowed to be naked, how do porn stars not have any tan
you
lines?
Can be
they
naked.
Go to the
I'm
beach.
You, you
oh,
can...
just standing.
Yeah, you stand.
But like, that's uncomfortable. Standing for like an hour?
No, for 10 minutes. Man.
10 minutes? Is it like extra juicy? Because it's because it's standing.
You would usually go in there between 8 to 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
If you go for an hour, you look like Wesley Snipes at the end.
Or like Donatella Versace.
Ew,
looking disgusting.
Leatherface.
Leather everything. Whole stomach. Her,
I got this from a real tanning salon.
I don't like that noise. It gives me flashbacks.
Flashbacks to what?
To hanging out with Zane.
I don't want to talk about that.
Back in the old days, we used to hang out with Zane and go to the beach. That's where he got the idea for the tanning salon.
Yeah.
In Rockford.
There are beaches in Rockford?
No, that's why they need the tanning salon.
Of course.
It all works out.
It all makes sense. So while we were on the air, Keith, a longtime listener, I am to be, that, as you guys know, Avenged Sevenfold lost their drummer. He died.
Awesome.
So now apparently... All right.
Who died? I'm sorry.
The drummer of Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
The Red.
But, like, drummers leave bands all the time.
But he's dead. He left this earth.
He's going to make a super group.
Yeah, exactly.
A supernatural group.
Oh.
Home run.
Wow. So, yeah, now apparently Mike Portnoy, Mike Portnoy of Dream Theater is going to be playing drums.
I don't believe that.
It's true. It's true. It's confirmed. He's going to be doing drums.
Don't tell Frank off about this.
Frank. Yeah, seriously, this is true.
He didn't tweet about
it's
that.
It's true. It was posted on other
breaking
news sites that metal injection. So it has to be
Frank.
True.
I think he's going through midlife crisis. Right?
Well, he's playing with like covers.
Oh, you gave it away. Now everyone's going to visit their site. No. Yeah.
Totally credible.
Yeah, Lambeau posted it, so it has to be true.
Very credible.
Yeah, so it's happening. Mike Portnoy is going to record. Oh, because he was Jimmy, which is the Rev's favorite drummer. That's why he's going to be on the album. I guess what Mike Portnoy does this kind of stuff. He likes drumming with people.
He's going through midlife crisis.
Like, he can do whatever he wants. He's Mike Portnoy.
So do you feel he's lowering himself by playing with Avenged Sevenfold?
Actually, I just don't think it's necessary.
I think this is a way to actually turn Avenged Sevenfold into a good band. Follow me on this.
Now, okay, the drummer died,
mm-hmm.
and his favorite drummer replaced him. And his favorite drummer is from a better band, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if each member, each original member dies and is replaced by his favorite singer, his favorite bassist, his favorite guitarist, they might actually not suck anymore.
But what if they all like Cynic?
Well, so the drummer so far has passed the test, so that's not an option.
Right, true, that's fair.
But
so you probably you don't even like you don't
Dream
like
Dream Theater for you.
Yeah,
the
yeah, it's like, better than Avenged Sevenfold, probably.
Have you ever heard Dream Theater?
I've heard a song.
What are you trying to say, Rob?
I'm just saying it's not a band that Sid would like.
No, it's not. But it's shit, not as shitty as Avenged Sevenfold.
I picked up the CD once.
Yeah,
I held it.
I've been. I have one of theaters. I've had dreams.
I've seen the shirts on 400-pound dudes.
Yeah.
That's the only dude that would wear a Dream Theater shirt. A 400.
I wanted to Sam Ash to ask to use the bathroom and seen a guy wearing a Dream Theater shirt.
So I'm Mike Portnoy poster at Sam Ash. You know, that's enough, right?
That's what Mike Portnoy and Sam Ash hanging out, jamming with people.
He tried to sell me some drums.
It was a super group. They were all playing Stairway to Heaven in aisle two by the bongos.
I do have to admit, though, at that Hale show, I did enjoy squatting next to Mike Portnoy and filming him for an hour straight.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
That was enjoyable.
Hale.
No, but his sweat was gave me a nice little, like, kind of spritz every now and then. It was nice. It was nice.
Hale is a group of dudes.
Another
super
group.
Who are super. It's Andreas from Sepultura, the guitarist of Sepultura, Dave Ellison, who is now back in Megadeth, Mike Portnoy of Dream Theater, and
Ripper Owens.
And Ripper Owens doing vocals, who was in Judas Priest Nights Earth. And they basically, it was just like a cover band. They're like a jam band. They did like a bunch of 80s and 90s songs. It was pretty cool.
So it's like Steel Panther, but not funny?
No, it's like
not
metal.
So not hairy. Not
comedic.
Like hair
metal.
Yeah, that's what I said, but not funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
It's also not hair metal. It's like, you know, Sepultura covers, Metal Church, you know.
Pantera,
AC/DC.
They
got Bobby
cool.
Blitz out too from Overkill.
We're gonna have live footage up eventually.
Can't wait.
In
for
2012.
That.
No, working it out.
On our new site, supergroup.com, where we just have live footage of supergroups, not regular groups. Only supergroups. It's our new show, Supergroup Injection.
We
only look out.
We only cover side projects.
Or that could be a new game that you guys play, soup or group.
Darren?
Lobster bisque. Soup or group. Soup.
No, no, say it sexually.
Fantastic.
I love the people who are real serious. Like, Dream Theater is okay, but people who are really into Dream Theater, they're always, like, so jerking off about Dream Theater all the time.
Frank?
You know? No, I'm not talking about Frank. Frank has good musical taste, but they're stereotypical Dream Theater fans, you know?
Yeah. I think that goes along with, like, prog metal, prog rock in general.
They're very elitist.
Like,
they're elitist
yeah,
people.
Rush. I wouldn't say elitist. It's just that they're so into what they're doing musically that, like, you know what I mean? And as a most of their fans are musicians, so they get it. You know?
Right. Well, Dream Theater is the apex of that phenomenon, though, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they don't even do it for the money, man. They just love music so much, you know. They don't even get paid for any of their albums, you know. They just fucking.
I'm sure. I think they get paid very well.
They will walk into a Sam Ash and jam with you if you happen to be there. They just do that all day.
Randomly walk into
the whole message board just with Dream Theater.
Guys,
writing.
I'm going to be late to the show. I'm in the middle of this sick jam at Sam Ash. Bro, this fucking drum fill, I've been doing a 20-minute drum fill. It's been amazing.
Found a dude with an 18-neck guitar, and we're going to jam with
him. They just do that all day. As soon as they finish recording the album, they're jonesing to play more music. They just go to the nearest music store and just jam.
Break Watch in. Out, Guitar Center.
If it's closed, just break in. They just break the window.
Pick up a brick. And the brick, breaking the window sounds beautiful.
The time signature on that window breaking is so sick.
The alarm going off. Everything. You don't understand. You play this.
I think.
I think Noah with an H is back on the live.
Calling back with results.
Noah with an H, you are back on the live cast. Is this Noah?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
I got my opinion on Noah.
So
Joey.
You watched the Moonsorrow interview. Okay. Yeah, it's been quite a while.
I actually have no clue how to use your technology. I couldn't find it. But I have an opinion. But her voice Your voice, just amazing. I want to...
What a tease. You know, I wanted to hear his opinion. And dude, there's a search.
Can someone give him a Google tutorial?
Just give him a link to another
Rob, he told you his junky username, right? Can you send him a private message with a link?
I could. What's your username?
Let's be proactive
again?
Here.
What?
What's your username again? What is it again?
Spoke U.
Spoke U, right.
Y O U or just the letter U?
Rob, I think
you why are you? I look for your I look for videos and stuff. I couldn't find anything.
Insulting to Rob. Right. I think he's just trying to say that the website is too slow and none of the videos will load.
I am so insulted.
Send him a YouTube link if that's possible.
It is, has been a little slow. Is it because
I hate you where it hurts.
We are having some problems. Some technical issues. It was on my end. Glad to know that.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Woo!
Folk, you, I'm sending you the private message as we speak.
Uh-huh.
It'll arrive in about 3 days.
Yeah.
It's a carrier pigeon.
Rob, if I had to give you a tip, maybe stop using Angel Fire.
Go to Ken Pierce and ask him what he uses for his website.
Oh.
It's a lot faster than yours.
Oh.
It burned. That really hurts. No. But,
like I said, I hate you where it hurts.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm sending you this private message. You should make your way to your private message section because it's probably going to take the same amount of time. That link is at the top of the page. It says inbox.
Okay.
Doing tech support here, too.
All right.
I'm loading the send message screen.
Maybe we can have him view the video on the phone and give us like a live play-by-play.
All right. Yeah. Hold on.
Are you there?
Can you tell him how to empty his recycle bin?
Right-click on your recycling bin.
Unplug your modem and wait 30 seconds, and then plug it in again.
Well, not on my computer right now.
You're not?
No.
In this computer.
Oh, this is all for naught.
Yeah.
Out of your computer?
I'll just remember it. Or I got a memory.
Anyone else? Oh, I'm sorry. No, if anyone else wants to ogle Noah and give us a report, you can call us. Or just go by her house.
Can we see your address?
She lives on 70. No. I just said the first number now.
Couldn't you make a fake one that would be the same exact thing?
No, because I wanted her to feel uncomfortable for that half a second.
You had to say the right fucking beginning part.
I sent you the message, Noah with an H. So get back with some feedback. You want to know what you think?
Sure.
Do you own a computer? I guess
what?
I'd be listening.
What?
Yeah, cool. Give us a call back. Let us know. Someone's breaking
sure.
the computer, by the way. Yeah, it's fine. Frank is in security. All right, thanks a lot, Noah. Give us a call. This is what I wanted to say. Our next thing that I'm going to say is that you should give us a call. 646-929-1357.
By the way, Miley Cyrus is in our chat room.
Oh, really? What's going on?
She's threatening to call in, but she's not for some reason.
Oh, what the fuck? Come on, Miley.
Yeah, I'd like to call talk to her. Why not? She's a big star.
She knows all about the music industry. We could have a very, cohesive interview right now.
Yeah. Makes sense. 646-929-1357.
What else is going on in the world of heavy metal?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you run a metal website? Or maybe
nothing really topical. Nothing really happening lately that's been that I can think of at the moment on the spot.
Oh, okay. What's going on in your life, Rob?
Can we talk about 3D's awesome chin strap going on right now?
I don't think it's that awesome. Actually, this shaved it.
I like it. I'm admiring it.
I appreciate it. But I think I maybe over scrutinized myself, but I think it's a little uneven.
Seen the
go to a barbershop. You have them take care of it. I will, yeah. I thought I nailed it. That's the thing. I looked in the mirror, and at that exact second, maybe I had, some kind of asymmetry in my brain or something, but it looked perfect.
The mirror was warped, maybe, and stretched
a
little
bit? Or it was open, like the medicine cabinet was open a little.
Was it inspired by Fenris?
No, you know what? I had Amish people.
Dark Throne Fenris?
I had the chin pussy thing. I had a little goatee that was all a big patch. I'm hair, and I got sick of it. But then I shaved it all off, and my face, I feel, is too round to not have any facial hair. So I need something. I need to have something under so it kind of frames it
and it gives it like a little square jaw. So I
look why don't you just buy a picture frame and walk around with that in front of you?
A picture of what? Wait, why is he talking about my beard? Sexy.
You talk about a pussy on
your
face.
Yeah, you said something about chin right. Pussy.
Facial look at her, hair. If it was a real dark.
If it was a real pussy on my chin, it would be worthy of the music.
Well, make that happen.
Yeah, okay. Send the pussy over.
Well, there's a couple girls right here in this room.
Be professional. Be a gentleman. Come on.
Yeah, don't talk about lies.
You're screaming chin pussy at the top of your lungs, and I'm unprofessional.
I'm not propositioning them. Lovely, lovely
you are
lady.
With your eyes. It was your tone.
I apologize for this. You don't deserve this. Black History Month. You don't deserve
John,
this.
John, but I like what you're doing with your facial hair. You got the whole brawny man thing going.
It's true. What works because I'm a redhead. Like,
very well
very
groomed.
Body.
You know, no, I think it's very, it works.
I don't notice the spots.
I appreciate
this body. It's good.
It's because if I shaved, I'd look like a 14-year-old boy. So I got to keep that masculinity.
Yeah.
I feel a little left out right now.
Oh,
my full beard.
We need to run into each other at concerts some more.
She's talking about beards. It's hot.
Really? What do you think of Finn's beard, Noah? What do you think of, rate all our beards. Everyone in this room has a beard.
Rate our beard?
I don't think as much a beard as just I haven't shaved them.
At least the 5 o'clock show.
We spent like 30 minutes talking about your titties, so I figured.
talk about our face titties.
Sid's beard makes his face look like it's got like texture marks.
Is that good or bad?
It's probably bad, right?
It's bad. It's like, you know, like the Photoshop textures, like when it turns your page into like a canvas.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
That's the nerdiest beard rating
I've
ever
heard.
Yeah, I
don't know what that even. I'm not even really sure what
that means. Face
your beard
face
looks
paint.
Like Comic Sans font.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
That is the font that I use.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Looks like a PSD file.
I don't know what that is.
Right. Oh. Yeah. What?
It's a Photoshop file. Yeah. Photoshop document. That's what it says for PSD. But anyway, moving on.
Sid, put your face in the recycle bin. Moving on.
Okay, so Rob, I like your goatee. I feel like your mustache could be thicker, though. Like the line is too thin.
No, he's got the Hitler in the center, and then it's like fades, and then it comes back again on the corners.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I feel like I have nothing in the center.
No, you got the Hitler here, and then it gets a little ghosted, and then in the corner.
No, he's right. There's another gap in the middle, though. There's like four separate pieces of hair.
You have striped. You're like a striped.
Yeah.
You have a zebra.
I'm like, you know how people do that with their eyebrows because they're in a gang? I do it with my mustache.
That looks nice. I don't think, did you do that intentionally?
I don't think he grows hair there, but you can get implants for that.
You could both go at the same time to get implants. That's great.
Oh, all
right. You can hit on me on the cab ride over.
Oh. We'll play the yes game again.
Oh, okay.
See how that goes. Moving on now, how do you feel about Justina's beard?
What? Yeah. Chat room loved it, apparently. Just scroll up a little bit. Justina's beard.
Oh.
I like Justina's hair.
So what do you think about Sean's beard?
What about Frank? We skipped Frank.
Oh, I didn't see him. He's not in the circle.
No.
Circle of trust.
Six guys in here, we all have beards. How weird is that?
So I like that Frank is just growing hair on the bottom. But I wish it would be like a full beard without the mustache.
What
part.
About his face?
It's kind of like a neck shadow.
Face too.
You're telling me not to shave? Is that
reason? Don't, no, like only shave your mustache and let the rest of the hair grow.
I tried something like that once. It's just too brawny and bushy and gross. Like
what about handlebars? You should try to do handlebars.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is getting technical.
I have something weird. Like, I have no follicles in the, like, I don't know how to say it on the radio, but like... Like where the beard connects to the
No.
Like where the beard connects to the mustache. I don't have that.
Oh,
yeah. It looks still. I want to do a whole circle, but I can't.
What do you mean you don't know how to say that on the radio?
I was
you
trying
don't
to
say it in real life.
I thought there was a. I mean, I didn't know how to.
Use racial
slurs? If I was telling you. No, really. If I was telling you, I would have done that.
I see what you're saying.
But I couldn't put it
into
words.
Visual cues.
Yeah, I had to think of what I was going to say.
I like Frank's because like he's got a constantly in like a. Spotlight down on his head, it's like a neck shadow constantly on his face.
Backlighting.
Neck shadow beard.
It's only on the bottom.
Frank's always very well groomed. He's very, very neat.
I like
neat
the
gentleman. Very, not just clean. I mean
the
your,
metro of the group.
Your appearance.
I'll take this as a compliment.
By the way, the chat room, someone told me to grow a nose hair mustache. I'll work on that. I don't have a lot of nose hair. Like, I rarely had to trim that.
And you never will with that attitude.
That's true. I'm a nose hair slacker.
We all have faith in you, Darren.
I'll work on that. Next week, I'll have 3 nose hairs.
Awesome.
Just for you braided.
What about ear hairs? You could grow a beard from your ear.
Anyone hear
beard?
That ear hair problem?
No. I have no ear beard. An eared.
Yeah.
Eared.
Eared. No, where's your dog?
He's asleep on the floor right here.
Oh. Obviously he's bored.
Good. We're not the dog cast, we're the fucking live cast. I don't know what that means.
Nope.
Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Save us from ourselves. Give us a call. We'll talk.
I'm gonna keep going around the room.
Yeah.
What? Didn't you? Oh, what do you think about Darren? Did you get Darren?
Well,
my beard got skipped.
Yeah. Sean. All right, let's go to Sean.
Okay, I like that Sean has a full beard, but I feel like it should be longer.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Do that. There's a photo on MySpace. Giant beard.
That is where you should go.
Awesome.
You have nice hair color and a beard.
Thank God. Before I get rated, there's a caller.
Yeah.
All right, caller, you're on the air. 312.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
What's up?
I've been listening to you guys for a long time, but I've never called, so I just finally said I should call.
Well, thanks for calling in.
And clearly she's eligible for a free CD, right?
Yeah. Nah, screw her.
Oh,
what?
I'll
find that Rob Halford Christmas CD.
That's what he meant. We're going to screw her by sending her that. How are you? What's your question?
I don't have a question.
Oh,
call us up.
Do you want to talk? All right, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What's been going on?
You guys were
life?
Talking about like the Chicagoland area, so I thought it'd be funny if I'd call since I'm from there.
Okay. So what's going on in Chicago area? Wait.
You're from Chicago too? The Chicago area?
Yes.
Where exactly?
I'm in Elk Grove Village right now, but I live in Chicago.
How far are you from Rockford?
About like an hour and a half or something.
This is frightening, man.
Cool. So you've been listening for a while, you say?
Yeah.
So who would you say has the sexiest voice on the live cast? That doesn't sound sexy at all when I say that. Who has the least sexiest voice?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, thank you. Bruno. No answer? You going to pass?
What?
Say bland announcer guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely bland.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. Well, okay, we'll give you a CD. I was just kidding. do you want a CD? I mean, maybe you don't like CDs.
Would you rather take Rob's phone number?
Oh.
How old is this girl you're setting Rob up with? How old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. That's perfectly
fine. Would you like to take Rob's phone number?
Do you have a unibrow?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. I'm going to see people coming up to me at shows. Like, oh, you don't really have a unibrow. I don't know what they're talking about. That's what I go.
Or what if you get one and they're like, you know what? They were right.
Every time I go to a show, I'll just pencil it in so it looks like I have one.
You know what it is? You're so tall that they think your mustache is your eyebrow.
Well, you just said my mustache has gaps in it.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't be
but not in the middle. One of the chats said Noah has a nose brow.
I know. You're correct.
As I was putting my headphone wire to my upper lip.
To cover your mustache.
How do they know? They're watching us.
What do you do in Chicago? You have a job?
No.
Yeah. You go to school?
Yeah, I go to school. Unfortunately. I'm almost done though, so it's okay.
What are you in high school or are you in college?
No, I'm in high school.
Are you going to go to college?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
That's the right attitude.
That is the attitude. I like it.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Do you smoke any kind of drugs?
I do. I smoke pot. Occasionally.
Oh. I
occasionally,
wasn't sure.
Though.
So would you like Rob's phone number?
You sound like a good match.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
I don't know. I have, like, black hair. I don't know. Like, how do I describe myself on the phone?
With words?
It's too hard. It's too hard. She just smoked.
What's your bra size?
That hard-hitting question.
We went there. We went there.
No one wants to know if you'll donate a dollar to her breast implant foundation.
She doesn't have a job. I wouldn't want to take her weed money.
It's called the NOAA Implant Program, the NIP.
That should be the title of the episode, the NIP. The NIP. There we go. You'll have to listen to find out.
What's the P?
Program.
Oh, nice.
No implant.
Way to pay attention to the show, Sean.
What?
No, Sean's also hearing it on like a 5 second. That's the thing.
Unless he's only in the headphones.
I wonder what he's going to say. He's only up to implants.
Program. I shouldn't have asked. I should have waited.
Totally not foundation.
I could have been a PH. I too. Wait, damn it. So, yeah, Brandy, we have a bunch of CDs. We have a Dragon Force CD. We have a Nightwish CD. Girls like Nightwish, right?
Rob Halford Christmas.
Rob Halford Christmas CD.
Shadows Fall.
No, we gave that away.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we have here? What kind of Cradle of Filth?
Oh,
Pulse
least,
of Luna.
At least says gay men like Nightwish, by the way.
Akrakaki.
I like all the Shadows Fail stuff that I see around on the interweb.
How did they not see that coming when they named their band that, though?
Well, they named it like 10 years ago.
So?
Before the big fail boom.
So, do you want any of those CDs? Because that's all we got for you.
Sure.
Which one?
I don't know.
What Rob, why didn't you want to send her that Rod Stewart songbook you have there?
That's mine.
The pages are all stuck together.
At least give her your number.
Wait, or maybe Rob can make you a mixtape and send it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that.
No!
Good deal.
You know what? The mixtape is going to be here. I have it queued up. This is the whole mixtape.
Oh, I have all the luck.
I think the goal for next week should be get better prizes because we're out of decent CDs.
You should seriously send her a mixtape.
And a Ziploc bag for your toenail clippings.
Oh.
I do have Ziploc bags for my toenail clippings. No, I don't.
Not yet.
I throw it out immediately, but I will start collecting for you.
I got the first song on the mixtape right here.
You can come home with me to Chicago next month and you know, find her.
Oh,
all right.
I'm
going.
Everybody.
Yeah, how turned on are you right now?
The label. 4-4-4-8.
That drinks.
Yeah.
That was recorded at Slam Ash with a Dominican guy that was just hanging around.
That was recorded at a bodega. He just went in for a pack of smokes.
You
like,
want a ham and cheese sandwich?
Hey, Mike, you want a drum on
that? That's a good Dream Theater freestyle jam.
I know you. You and Mike Portnoy. Let's sing a song together.
It's actually Dream Teatro.
There he is. Look what you did, Brandy.
And then Ja Rule walked in.
Yeah, we is Sam Ash. Louder.
It's on fire tonight. No, really, it's on fire. We set, someone set the place on fire so we wouldn't sing anymore.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Brandy. We have another caller. We're gonna...
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're going to send her a CD, damn it.
And your phone number.
I'll send you some MP3s. My phone number is 646-929-1357.
Do you have a pen? Can you write it down?
It's the live cast number. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Brandy. Maybe we'll see each other in another live stream. Anyway.
What are you, Desmond?
Yeah. I've been watching too much Lost. Sorry. All right, let's take our next call.
I've been watching enough.
951, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello?
Where are you from? Hello.
This is Kevin and Ashley again.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Kevin and Ashley,
yeah.
did you hear what Sid said about you?
When? Where?
I didn't hear
that.
All right.
I
guess
we're not.
The question was where.
Where?
Wait, say that again. It was like everybody.
Where did he say it?
He said it right here.
Where he said it, he said it today.
What did he say?
Well, first of all, Sid, what did you want to inquire about?
As you recall, last week I asked you guys to have unprotected sex so you could have a live cast baby. Did you do that for me?
Not quite. But almost.
What does that mean?
Almost.
You couldn't get it up.
It was just oral.
Card?
No, we did almost that, I guess.
What does that mean?
Spectral.
Make her call you Sid.
You know.
Handhold.
Head in business.
So, I mean, we're Facebook friends, and I saw you come up with you're a conservative. You're a Republican / Libertarian? Is this true?
Yeah.
What's the difference between
that's
those?
True.
What's the difference between
a Republican?
Yeah.
Isn't libertarians like you think that there should be less government? And then
Libertarians
are
like, Republican that smokes weed. That's all
that is. Pretty much, yeah.
So it has nothing to do with libraries.
No. Libraries are really boring. What
the
heck? There's like
true libertarian.
There's like little junior high kids like running around this area right now, and it's really tripping me out.
Where are you?
We're outside of the church again, but they're just like running around in circles.
So you're calling from church? So right after you leave God, your first thought is like, let me call up the live cast.
Yeah, I want to call up a bunch of Jews.
Wow. You are a libertarian and a Republican. We may consider that racist. So you better watch your tone.
He's trying to explain.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Different people that he knows because he doesn't know any Jews.
He probably is a born again also and he wants to save
us.
Is this true? Are you born again?
Sort of, but I'm not like all preachy about it. That's really annoying.
So, actually,
you're very passive.
What's the point?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Going to hell?
I believe in all that, but I'm not like, oh, join my religion or you'll go to hell.
So, hold on. You think we're going to go to hell?
No. Yes. No. I guess sort of.
I think he just wants to get his weekly allowance from his parents.
We're sort of going to go to hell.
But yeah, I guess you are. But
non-Jewish.
But it'll be fun down there.
So God still loves you, even if
you
don't believe in Jesus.
God still loves you. You're Jewish.
But not Jesus doesn't love me, though, right?
Wait, is this the guy that looked like the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah,
is that who we're talking
about? He's going out with Kathy Lee.
Oh.
I thought it was like Chamber.
And she's a born again also, so it makes sense.
Ryan they're right next to each other. Amanda's there too, right?
Yeah.
Ashley. You want to talk to her too? Ashley, retard.
Listen, if we want to fucking call her Amanda, we'll call her Amanda.
Look, Amanda, get on the phone. The Jewish way to say Ashley is Amanda.
Hey, we're all going to sort of hell anyway, so what does it matter?
Oh, hello?
She's like, oh, yeah, what do you want? I think I should
know. Oh, hi.
So, Ashmanda, listen, Amanda, is that you? Listen, hello?
It's Ashley.
Hi, Amanda. Listen.
He's not listening, right? You're just going along with the religious shit just because of him, right? It's not like you're not even really.
He's probably met at church.
Do you?
How do you turn up your phone?
I don't know.
What? Oh!
No, turn up, I think she.
Oh, turn
you don't
up.
Really believe in that bullshit, do you?
If you don't believe in that, say nothing.
See?
What are you talking about?
I said you only go along with that because of your boyfriend, right? You don't really believe in that religion shit, right?
Well, I do, unfortunately, for some people. Like, I'm not crazy about it, like, either. I'm not one of those people that's going to run around, like, trying to sell Bibles or whatever.
So it's just for you? Like, you?
Yeah.
You don't care if we're going to hell or anything like that?
Do you think we're going to hell?
No.
Really?
No, because you guys are Jewish, and God is a weakness for Jews. Like.
Oh, and then also here.
Oh, hold on. Kevin wants to say something.
But we could.
You guys can't go to hell because God owes you one, remember? Because you got Peter Still off of his back.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about right. that. Thank you.
That's fucking great. We're not going to.
You guys totally redeemed yourselves.
This whole time, I thought we were going to hell. Oh.
There you have it, people. You saved God from Peter Steele.
What about Iron Sheik? Is he going to hell? He's a Muslim. And he didn't save Peter.
As long as you guys are good Jews, if you guys are good Jews, like you're good to go. So.
What's a good Jew? Don't bother any Christian.
Like, just a Jew. I mean, just a Jew, I guess. Like. You guys don't have as many rules as we do, except
Are
for, like, some things, but, except for some things, for some
oh,
things.
Our cocks off.
That's a
Beat
big
that, lady. Jeez.
We're supposed to spend one day a week in our house without any electricity or anything modern.
We're not supposed to have bacon.
Nuh-uh, whatever.
Yeah, we can't have bacon. That's a pretty big rule.
Well, I don't like bacon anyways, so...
Wait, you don't like bacon?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't like bacon. It doesn't taste good.
What about ham?
I don't like any like pork products. Like.
How about pork chops?
I don't want to break this to you. You might be a Jew.
Yep.
You might be a Jew.
I might be.
Like, I could survive as one. Like, if I wanted to be, I could.
It's like being in
like,
the
I
desert.
Could be, like, just fine.
Well, Darren, why don't you test her? She says she could be one.
All
test
right.
her for Judaism.
Why is this day different from all other days?
How do you feel about halibut bars?
All right, well, we got to go.
You
good talking
guilty.
To you guys.
Talk him through a sheet. A lot of love, yes, baby.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in and putting up with our shit, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
You're a Republican. Very nice class libertarian.
They'll be, you know, come on. They'll wake up. They're young kids.
It's cool. They're listening to their parents.
She'll go to college. She'll eat some pussies. The whole world will open up to her.
Chin pussies.
That's right. Ride the chin, baby.
If you want to call up and be harassed about your religion, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. We're almost at the end of our... We're almost at the end of our show. We only have 12 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
Shit flies by when you're making fun of people.
Yeah, because they throw shit at you.
That's true.
Wait, is this whole end of the table Jewish and then we're not? Is that the way that was?
Yeah.
And
Frank.
Too. Yeah, so this side, no. Oh, I like how we divided. Like
we're segregated.
Segregation.
Back of the
like a subconscious.
Look, we put ourselves in the back of the room.
And we're Jewish like the guilt. Rosa Parks of the life.
Why do you think you haven't been allowed to use the bathroom?
Ooh, I didn't think about that at all.
Why?
Never mind.
So,
I'm snipped, though. I am.
Oh,
so you it's an American thing now. They just do it automatically unless you say not to.
It's true.
Yeah, where are your fucking ashes?
I didn't eat meat today. I didn't eat meat. I'm a Catholic.
Is it like Lent or something?
It's
the beginning of Lent, isn't it?
It starts its first day.
Yeah. Not from Facebook.
Facebook just lets you know it's Lent, bitch.
No, I
know.
I'm like,
a Catholic bitch.
Everyone started writing what they're not doing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Can you give up religion for Lent?
Whoa, take that, God.
That seemed like it would solve a lot of problems.
It's like you do that, and then all of a sudden you start flashing through time.
Wait. I created a causal
folded space.
Yeah.
You fold into yourself.
That was funny how they said we don't have that many rules though. I was like, what the
what? Yeah, I don't know where that's
the most rule.
Hey, could you come inside and change my TV? It's stuck on the oxygen channel. And I can't change it till Saturday night.
Just to explain that for non-Jews, some Hasidic Jews, they can't use electricity on Friday night because it's the Shabbos.
Not just electricity.
Shabbos.
They can't do anything.
They can't touch money.
Yeah,
they can't make any effort.
They can't do anything that they didn't have 5,000 years ago. So they
yeah.
have to live like those people in the desert lived.
They also have to poo outside.
Yeah.
What? Make on the ground or like inside something?
Yes. That's what they did 5,000 years ago.
Doesn't pooing require some kind of effort?
When I poo, it's an effort.
They all walk around pantless, though.
So anyway, so what some people do is some, like, loopholists, they get, like, their neighbors who aren't Jewish to come in and, like...
Poo for them?
like turn on their lights and change their channel on their TV and stuff.
That's the more well-to-do ones have like everything.
But I feel
automated.
That's total cheating. Yeah. Or like having a like what if you have a clapper? You can't use a clapper.
It's the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law.
If you give a Jew $1, he'll buy a bagel.
What? If you give a Jew $1, he'll buy a bagel, someone says in the trailer.
Bagels cost more than $1.
A good one.
A good one. All right, we have a caller.
Yeah.
361, you are on the air. What's your name?
It's Andy.
Oh, what's up, Andy?
What's going on, guys? I don't want to get harassed about my religion. I just have some ideas for Noah's boob bank.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Great. For that's the much better topic.
For the NIP, go ahead.
The NIP, yes. I say if people are giving money to Noah, they should at least get like a couple T-shirts in return or so. Yeah.
Like a used T-shirt?
You're gonna get photos of her boobs.
How about
like a metal injection T-shirt or something?
Oh, like if they donate more than $20, they get a free metal injection shirt.
Yeah.
I was gonna offer a piece of the bandage that would go around my boobs after I get them done.
Oh.
Why don't you give them a shirt that your boobs have been in?
Oh.
Yeah. How do you make a booth where one can feel? Get a feel.
Oh,
well, that's a good point to try to make because your shirts will not fit you anymore.
True.
So you can just pass them on.
Give away the old
bras. Yeah.
Oh,
give them to Lewis. He can sniff them.
The Iron Sheik wants your panties.
That has nothing to do with my food.
I guess he doesn't
and if
want
anybody donates like $100, they get the Rob Halford CD.
We can do that. We can do that.
We have to pay them $100 for the Rob Halford CD.
Just to get it out of there.
Pay the $100.
No.
He's not getting how this works. The more money gets you a better price.
Yeah.
We're going to have the Rob Halford CD implanted into Noah's chest. It's going to be like a time capsule.
I'm not kidding about this, though. People should really donate this and see if we get the fund going.
I don't know if you guys have discussed this, but how much do we have to pay for Noah to undergo female circumcision?
We can make that happen right now.
Snip,
cool
snip, motherfucker.
What I'll get
that?
An ice cream scoop from the kitchen.
Clit removal, right?
Yeah.
Legs up.
It's pretty metal.
Jenna Torture. Very metal. Very.
I think that should be like if you donate $22 or something. You can make that happen.
If you show up here with the...
Equipment. You have scissors, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said an ice cream scooper. Scoop that shit right off.
Pruning shears.
And they get some rocky roads.
Yeah.
Life will be a rocky road.
Then we'll sew you shut.
Why would you want to torture me like that?
Well, there's people that have that have their pussies sewn shut.
I don't live
you've
in a third world country.
No. Have you ever heard of the band The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black? The lead singer of that band has her pussy sewn shut.
Why?
She's been it because it looks fucked up. Look it up online and Google it.
Let's do it. I want to see it.
And then,
pussy
and then they keep feeding
shut.
Her and feeding her.
I mean, she
but
could
the,
undo
but
it.
Who am I?
Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black.
How do you know she can undo it?
Because it's not like...
But she left the urethra. Have space, right?
The first result for voluptuous is females.
Oh, wow.
No.
Does she have to untie it to pee or anything?
Well, yeah, I assume so. It's
like she looks like a mannequin?
It's like cunt laces.
Glory. She's weird.
I don't see any news.
Well, why don't you add some search terms to the...
Vagina.
It is off. See? Off.
Add vagina.
Yeah.
That's some weird shit. No bajay.
Scroll through a few pages.
Bob, why are you
I've
on Facebook?
I've definitely seen these photographs. They exist.
It's Britney Spears' vagina.
I don't know what this is. All right, we're just looking at vagina. This is not good radio.
Oh, that's good.
But
is that
you're traveling through another dimension. A dimension where vaginas can be sewn up shut. You just crossed over into the cunt lace zone.
Google sewn vagina. How about that?
That might not be pretty.
That's a lot of really unassuring things.
I already apologize.
That's unfortunate. Don't Google that.
This is the first time I've never wanted to see the enlarged images of any of them. If you guys want to be grossed out, just Google sewn vaginas, have your safe search off, and you'll vomit.
Darren says the media has to do it, too.
I want to see that because he's on the other side. I can't see his laptop.
That was my point.
I know. I'm curious.
Is that a woman getting sewn in half by her vagina? What is that?
What? That's like a wax
duckin' as well.
That's sawn vagina. That's
like sawn, not sewn.
Did you mean sawn vagina?
Right there in the middle, down in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's, we saw that.
That's a mannequin.
Yeah, that's fake.
Oh.
That's not real sewing vaginas. Oh, they actually have a hand sewn, like a someone made a vagina and sewed it together.
Oh, that's cute. Oh. Doesn't sewn vagina tour with pissing razors?
It's my favorite supergroup.
I still don't see a real sewn vagina.
No, there's everything but sewn
if
vagina.
Oh, what is that?
Come on, it's a baby's head.
I don't know what that is.
Yep.
I was picking in rock and roll. Oh.
God. If anyone wants to send Rob a real sewn vagina.
Oh, my night is ruined.
Call into the lab. Yeah.
Send us a self-addressed stamp envelope to 29 Studio City.
Really?
Burbank, California.
Really?
The most disgusting show ever.
Shitting out a baby.
I think
that's someone's shaved testicle.
It's from OBGYN.net. I'm pretty sure it's a baby coming out of a vagina.
Could be a vagina goiter. Are you taking a cell phone photo of it?
Goiter? You know, you could just download that picture.
Yeah, it's a JPEG. Your phone has the capabilities to download JPEGs.
No one's crying.
I don't know if I'll be able to find this again.
By the way, Haro in the chat room says, I have a vagina sewing machine.
Is it a singer?
Oh, we have a
vagina
919 on the air. Why is Bill looks like a 4 number? If you're calling us, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Who is this?
Hey guys, it's Avidya again.
Oh hey.
Oh shit, it's
Avidya. This guy's from India, calling us from India. You're calling from India. You are my favorite live cast listener. That's right, Josh Effengroven. Deal with that.
So why the fuck did I listen, guys?
What's up?
Hey, did you vote for me?
I voted for you, yeah.
What about everybody else?
I guess not.
People... I voted for Groban. Sorry.
You said so much fucked up shit about me. Of course I wasn't going to vote for you.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
You
said, like, fuck Sid. Who cares about Sid?
Avidya, what time is it there right now? It's like 6 in the morning.
You were the one who was making racist remarks against me.
Yeah.
What did I say about you? What did I say that was racist?
I was trying to be nice to you.
What did I say that was racist?
You called me Slumdog Metalhead for one.
So why is that racist? That was a popular movie.
You really did?
Not only that, but I'd like to be called a millionaire.
No, it's called Metalhead.
Metalhead. Slumdog Metalhead.
Oh.
What's
wrong
with that? That movie won an Oscar. You should be flattered.
Oh, no. We're going to keep talking to Avidya, though. Avidya, so yeah, what time is it right there right now? Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
He just wanted to talk. Wow, Sid.
In all fairness, Sid, you did call him Turban Outfitter. So that was.
Oh, what?
I wish.
What?
Good.
Oh. Don't talk about Avidya.
Wait a minute, guys. Mike Portnoy on Twitter says, looks like it's finally been announced. Yes, I am laying down the love in the studio with my boys in Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, is that what it sounds like?
Hey, man, I'm curious. I'll see you.
Yeah, we know that.
Avidya,
I've seen your beard.
You got me.
Oh, wait,
I hope so.
I didn't finish doing the beards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Darren.
So
Darren.
Okay, so Darren, I think it's too far down your neck,
I agree.
Your
like gullet.
It says, and I think it should
be
thicker.
Yeah, have it
thicker.
Be up here, like up here.
Thicker, I think it should be thinner.
Actually, I think a goatee looked best on you.
Really?
Like on the long side.
No, I think it would look good if you moved it up an inch.
I think
like
it should
right
be
here,
like
right there.
At your chin, yeah.
At my chin or under?
No, like right on the jawline. Like
yeah.
That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I'll try to do that next time.
Yeah, I think the jawline is what you should have.
I'm going to leave this until it gets bushy.
I like it because it looks like you got a string on your hat holding it on.
I like that better.
He needs a cowboy hat, though.
But I think when it's...
Can you shave like a bow shape underneath too, so it looks like you tied it?
I'll throw my nose hair and tie it.
Just tie it down. And what do you think about Lonnie?
And I like Lonnie's beard because it looks very scruffy.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's very like uniform.
I don't look good when I have it like that. I haven't done that just from being lazy, and it doesn't look good on me.
You should do it.
No, it doesn't look
like
right.
I like that look.
I mean, it's a nice look.
I like that look.
Okay.
Do it.
Can we have sex if we
No.
Telling me that I'm disrespectful.
That was just for the radio. I don't really want to say.
We're not on the air right now, though. So
we are on the air for our new stream, and Ustream doesn't have time restrictions, so we're still on. This is the.
So we could do the show until next week if we wanted to.
We could do it 24/7 now.
Noah's like sister.
Okay.
You wouldn't be my sister?
I'm just saying that conversation was like 2 minutes ago.
I was just waiting until he got his sunsets. I wasn't rude.
Oh, I'm over it.
What, are we fighting?
Just like siblings.
So nice to you all the time.
You guys totally are brother and sister.
I wasn't rumbling with him.
All right. Stan wouldn't have a sister that was a Yankee fan.
Well, it's okay, because she's not one. Why is she not
Darren,
a Yankee
fan? I can't wait for you to come over.
Why?
Ooh.
I have a surprise.
She has Yankee wallpaper all over.
Ooh la la.
You basically can't walk into her house.
Casino Martinez bed sheets.
Like I said.
Anyone could buy a poster.
Yeah, she did. She bought a bunch of them, and she covered her walls with them. Mm-hmm.
She's got one where Don Mattingly is fucking an effigy of you with a baseball bat.
And Don Mattingly keeps calling me, and I keep telling him I'm not into that shit. And you won't get the hint. First of all, Don Mattingly can't even stand up straight, let alone fuck anybody with his broken back.
Well, with a baseball bat, I said.
So he's bent
he's
over.
Exceeded.
He can't even lift the fucking baseball.
It's an effigy of you. It's not like he has to hold it down. It's not an actual person.
Did you say I've gaped with a baseball bat? Someone in the chat said. Darren gets keeped.
I like this Keep It Wolf guy.
He's the one that said that he likes your music choices.
That's why I like
probably,
him.
Probably somebody you planted in there.
It's just me on my phone.
Yeah.
Jimmy said that you should do a DNA check of my Noah's nose hair and my nose hair for a match.
I don't think we have that kind of money.
Yeah, we need it for your breast. It's true. Every extra penny.
They're saying we need to play the Howl for Christmas CD, but if we the Howl for Christmas CD, we'd have to open it. So we can't do that.
Well, no, that ruins all the value. Trick.
Yeah. It goes from zero down.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find any clips online.
Really?
Here we go.
That's what we're doing?
It's happening.
This is what's happened to the show.
Let's end it before we get
to
that.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that was a good one today.
Wait, can we take a music break before we play music?
Yeah, let's do it.
What? I don't want to play that.
Nah, let's just, no.
That's worse than Twisted Sister, Chris.
Put that on the mixtape you make for What's-Her-Face.
Brandy.
Brandy. I don't think that was her real name.
Brandy. Ashley.
Yeah, it's probably Amanda.
Ashmanda.
Ashmanda is Avidia's girlfriend.
I'm listening to the show, I told you.
Is Slumdog Metalhead really racist?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Well, isn't Slumdog a derogatory term?
I don't know.
Yes,
there's a
they're
movie.
Upset with
oh.
it.
Yeah.
I think they? What do you mean by they?
I correct myself. The Indian population.
He's clearly referring to the movie and not calling them a,
How do you think Avidia feels about the band Cattle Decapitation?
True,
like,
because
Sacred
Cows
is probably very offensive to him.
Well, they're vegetarian.
But still, just even you can't joke around about that kind of shit.
No, the cattles are the ones doing the decapitating.
The
yeah, a group of cattle.
Those damn cattles.
A gaggle
of cattle. An array of cattle.
An array. That would be a good
thing.
Like
a gaggle.
Array of cattle?
Yeah. They tour with Circle of Dead Children.
And Dream Theater.
Well, Dream Theater clearly will tour with anybody.
The Super Glee. This is Get Into the Spirit by Rob Halford and the Christmas Troupe. Well, this came out like 4 months ago.
Audio quality sounds awful.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Are you yodeling too?
Darren.
That's terrible.
That was terrible.
Right.
Play another track. Let's hear something else.
Oh, no.
Are we taking a music break?
No, we're done.
We only have to 5 songs.
Here's their other track. Here's their other track. There is so much.
Go to track three.
This could totally be the mixtape you send Brandy.
Would that be like him telling her?
This is just Rob shouting this to the world.
Let me smell you. America.
Yeah, what happened to the Google?
Oh, man,
we ran out of phone numbers to get.
Well, you know what I feel that we should play out because Josh Groban requested this last week. And it wasn't even a choice for the parody award. And we glossed right over it, and that's the Arab song.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
do you have it?
Yes, I do. It's queued up.
All right, well, I'll play that out. It's a pretty good show.
Pretty good.
It's, about 80% out.
I laughed. I cried.
That's good stuff. I'd like to thank all of our guests. I'd like to thank Lonnie, Sean, and Justina for coming down here.
Not a problem.
I'd like to thank,
thank you.
I'd like to thank Frank for showing up.
Your
saying
pleasure.
A few words about Dream Theater.
Oh, God.
And I wouldn't like to thank Sid, but I would like to thank Darren and Noah.
So those vaginas.
And let's thank Mike Portnoy, who's jamming in the corner right now for no apparent reason.
Mike, we'll get to the jam in a second.
All right.
Oh, we're wrapping up.
All
right. Sorry, Mike,
wait,
we ran out of time.
Wait.
He just tweeted about it. Yes, guys, it's true. Jamming with my boys in the live cast.
First song, Smell Yo Dick.
They're really cool dudes. All right. That's the show, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. And here's the Arab song.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You can buy your sandwich from me. Cause I'm a deli on any R.A.B.
Can't kill the bomber, fly a jetliner. I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us Arabs are just like Osama. It's like me saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. I see a hockey with a dot, just got to work her. Now we're later in the clear, taking off a burger. Can't resist, Muslim chicks, they look good on camels.
Balls.
Shit makes you take, makes you hit the burger. I keep a little bottle underneath my turban. Little kid in the street looking at me weird. You don't want to know what kind of shit is in my beard. Takes 3 hours to undress to go pee. It's not so easy to be an ARAB.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. Don't see me hanging with Israelis. Cause I'm a turban wearing a R.A.P.
Not a Turk or a Shiite or a Pakistani. No, I'm not a Iraqi, I'm an A.R.A.P. I'm from Yemen, you see. It's 100 degrees in February. I'm an A.R.A.P. Can't skate, can't ski. No Lipton iced tea, no vanilla Pepsi. I'm an A.R.A.P. No MTV, no Nazar Jay-Z, no electricity. I'm an A.R.A.P. Got a nice bodega outside the 7th train. I can get you toilet paper, extra soft on plane. Got an umbrella for $2 if it's about to rain. You want to buy credit? You must be on cocaine. Oh crap, FBI, knocking at my window pane. I swear I don't know anything about Saddam Hussein. When I watch Metal Injection, I always get to twitch. Had sex with Noah, then I found that Jesus did. Bill?
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. There ain't no snow out here you can't ski. Cause I'm a desert dwelling A.R.A.B.
Arabs never eat spaghetti, shrimp, or calamari. I wish I could because I'm really sick of chicken. cutting. You ever have to share a bathroom with 11 brothers? My little nephew had to run away from daddy's brother. Addis, we don't eat bacon. Addis, we don't use mirrors. Addis, we get direct TV for watching Al Jazeera. Addis, we don't watch porno. Addis, we don't play hockey. Addis, we don't like when you call us name like Kamazaki. I got the bad attitude from living in sand. Call me towel head, I'll snap like a rubber band. Addis, we're regular guys, nobody understands. Where I come from, there's no survivor friend of Spider-Man. There ain't no Jenna Jameson, there ain't no Jackie Chan. And if they catch you masturbating, they cut off your hand. That's why I came here to the land of the free, so I can be me. A taxi driving ARA free.
I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not just here to love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got your paper magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. I don't need more than I pray to the east. Cause I'm an Allah fearing A-R-A-B.
You know, the American is
gay.
Oh yeah, so it's all franchised out now.
Holler. Are you done hollering?
No.
Bird.
Camels.
Balls.
Sorry, Mike, we ran out of time.
Guys, it's true.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
The metal inject.
Yeah, sorry about finger banging your stepmom, guys.
Somebody had you.
and penises.
So she makes some for me and Darren without.
Yeah, hello everybody. Rob here. I'm not drunk. Yeah, hello everybody.
shit that makes you tit. They look good on camels. There's one bitch on Red Ridge she gave my family cat. She's from my country. They look good on camels. There's one good. They look good on camels. There's one bitch on Red Ridge she gave my family cat. She's from my country. Think she likes me because I come from Yemen. Shit makes you tick, makes you. From Yemen, shit makes you tick, makes you hit. From Yemen, shit makes you tick, makes you. From Yemen, I love your girl, it makes you money for the night. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You only got one wife, I got three. You've got to pay for magazine, it's not free. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm not a terrorist, I love this country. You can buy your sandwich from me. Cause I'm a Delion in your AP. Can't feel the bomber fly a jetliner. I'm not the kind of guy who blows shit up for Al-Qaeda. You like to think all of us Arabs are just like Osama. It's like you saying all Americans are Jeffrey Dahmer. I see a hottie with a charge, just got to work her. Now a liquor in the clear, taking off a burger. Can't resist, muscle chicks, they look good on camels. There's one bitch on Red Ridge, she gave my family cattle. She's from my country, think she likes me cause I come from Yemen. Shit makes you tick, makes you hit the bourbon. I keep a little bottle, somebody in my turban. All of your girlfriends make money for 9/11. She's from my country, think she likes me because I come from Yemen. All of your girlfriends make money for 9/11. Thank you.
He's from my country. There's one great and red race she gave my family cat. She's from my country, think she likes me because I come from Yemen. All of your girls think it's funny after 9/11. That kind of shit makes you dig.